Here's the president of Ottawa Sports Entertainment Group. Here's Jeff Hunt. You all right? You okay? Everything all right?
I'm just like a wide-eyed newfie in the city, just walking around.
Lost in an impenetrable force. Well, it's not like you haven't been to the Grey Cup before, for God's sakes. You were there last year.
In Toronto, though, but not in Toronto.
Yeah, all right.
I just started learning how to get around Winnipeg, and we had to go home.
So you guys have turned into like the powerhouse of the East all of a sudden. It just seemed like yesterday, Jeff, when we were talking to you about, okay, you got this expansion draft. And,
you're going to be crummy for a while.
Yeah, you're gonna, and now all of a sudden, so here you are. You're a powerhouse.
Well, yeah, I mean, we'll take that moniker, but, you know, the East struggled a little bit this year, so it made it a little bit easier for us. But we'll take it. I mean, you know, nobody asked later how you got there. In fact, not to shamelessly name drop, but Tony Gabriel called me today, and the last time Ottawa won a Grey Cup was right here in Toronto at the very same site we'll be playing on Sunday, and they too were big underdogs then, I was reminded. So maybe there's some karma.
No, wait a second. I'm trying to go back and who was the quarterback?
Tom Clemens?
Clemens threw the ball to Gabriel. Yep. With like 30 seconds left. I was living in Newfoundland at the time. I wasn't following the game, but I knew that, of course, that was one of the most famous plays in Ottawa sports folklore, but I didn't know that Ottawa was such an underdog in that game. So I'm hoping that we can it was against Saskatchewan. I'm pretty sure of that.
Yes, it was. And I think it was the rookie season for Clemens and Condridge Holloway?
Wait a second. It was the Rough Riders against the Rough Riders.
It was.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah, what a disaster. Yeah.
So anyway, we're hoping history can literally repeat itself on the same site, in the same city, albeit not the same team.
Now, we were discussing earlier the fact that Notre Dame have a bunch of cheaters.
Oh, here we go.
And Tom Clemens, of course, went to Notre Dame. Do you have any Notre Dame guys on your team? Do you know?
Oh, you know, I don't. But, I don't.
You can only hope that you
no
do.
Cheaters on the Ottawa Redblacks. We wouldn't have it.
All right. Well, just you may want to scout that out, Mr. Hunt, and just find out if any of those guys are criminals or anything. So, we regret to inform the public that Notre Dame has been sanctioned by the NCAA.
All right, enough. Let's move on. It never happens to Ohio State. So Henry Burris is, I think he had his 64th birthday this week. Aren't you concerned sending an aged fellow like that out on the field? This guy, Jeff, is
still plays
amazing.
Well, I don't care what his birth certificate says. That if you visit with him and you talk to him and you see how hard he works and what he's still capable of doing, he defies the calendar. And you know he's a pretty special athlete. And you know, he looks like he got another 10 years left in him. Never mind, you know, just hanging on for another year. He's older and wiser, and we're hoping that he'll take some of that history that he has in the league. I think this is his fourth Grey Cup, so hopefully he can take that veteran, you know, experience into the game for all of us.
Burris is 41 years old. Do you have him under contract next year?
Yeah, he's coming back next year.
Wow.
You know, we weren't sure in what capacity, when we started the year. But, you know, who knows? Right now, he's our starting quarterback. It's his job to lose.
Jeff, it was a big deal when Ottawa got their CFL team back. But it took years of planning, building a new stadium, doing all the things that had to be done. And after it was all over, you said all along, we're going to do this right, we're going to do this right. And the CFL, Mark Cohan, said, we're going to do this right, we're going to do this right. And at the end of the day, you guys did do it right. This looks like, I mean, I don't think there's any cracks in what the Red Blacks are doing in terms of the overall organization. It looks like Ottawa's got a football team to stay.
Well, you know what? I appreciate you saying that. And we feel that way too. But, you know, it's always, and it's great that that's the impression that people have from the outside. We always feel like we got a lot of work to do. We've got a lot of things that we need to improve upon, but if we're sending that kind of an image out, then I guess we're doing something right. But one thing we know in Ottawa is how volatile, success can be, both on the field and off. I mean, you can be the toast of the town, and this is true in a lot of markets, but we've seen it in Ottawa where, you know, you could be up one day. I mean, right now the Senators are struggling a little bit.
And I wanted to ask you about that. They're talking, and looks as though things are inching forward about them building a stadium downtown. How do you think, if that happens, it will change anything for you and your sports operations?
Well, you know what? I think we to a certain extent, we compete with the Senators no matter where they are. The fact that they're downtown, I think, would be better for them long term. You know, I really do believe that vibrant sports markets, when one team succeeds, it doesn't have to be at the expense of the other. In fact, I think when one team does very well, it kind of creates this feeling in the city that, you know, we go and support our sports teams and they're fun to go to. You have positive images of your hometown team, whether one year it's baseball, one year it's football, another year it's hockey. I think it keeps a buzz about how much fun and what a value pro sports teams can bring to a city. So, you know, I think, like, there's been times where the 67s have been selling out every game and so have the Senators. So, that could happen. And we hope that whatever the Senators do to make sure that they're successful long term, we think it's good for the city. And what's good for the city is good for the Ottawa Redblacks.
How many of your fans do you expect to travel down to Toronto? It's a 4-hour drive, give or take.
Well, there's been well over 1,000 tickets sold, last I heard, since Ottawa was, when we qualified to come. There's a lot of Ottawa fans that come every year, regardless of whether an Ottawa team is in it or not. So I think you're going to see a pretty substantial showing of Ottawa fans. It's an easy, spontaneous thing. Last year in Winnipeg, not so much, but here in Toronto, people can drive down and drive back if they want, you know. So I think we're going to see a pretty good contingent of Ottawa Red Black fans here.
We wish you good luck. Good news. We did some research. There are no Notre Dame players on your roster, so you're safe.
Yeah, that's right. We have a policy against that.
Yeah.
Easy now. Easy now. I'm now cheering for the Stampeders. You just lost me there, Jeff. Just like that.
Sorry about that.
Hey, good luck on Sunday, though. Good luck on Sunday.
Okay. We'll see you there.
All right, thanks, guys.